He saw himself. He wasn't wearing a vac suit because, theoretically, this planet had an atmosphere that could support human life. The terraforming company, what had Chaser said its name was? Starwave IC, that was it. They had cut so many corners he wouldn't want to be exposed to the atmosphere for more than a few months, but he certainly didn't need a vac suit. Instead, he was wearing the closet approximation to military-grade war gear he thought he could get away with if he ran into local law enforcement. The trick was to wear armor that didn't look too much like armor. No helmet, and a heavy jacket with armor panels and a fashionable gold and black stripe with solid green arms. This was worn with rubberized black pants, which had armor panels. These could be a bit more obvious. Shin pads, knee guards, and even armored thigh panels were in fashion right now. He wore an ostentatious holster too, because he didn't want anyone not to notice he was packing. Most planets only allowed civilians to carry a pistol, but there weren't usually any rules about caliber or capacitor size, so he had chosen a doozy of a pistol. It was so big, with such heavy recoil, that he had to hold it with two hands if he wanted to fire with any degree of accuracy. He smiled at himself in the mirror, and the reflection smiled back. A man in his 30s with a fashionably sculpted mass of black hair and pockmarked olive skin. He would never get hired to be.